A very good morning to each and every one of you, and a blessed Mother's Day to all the mothers and the spiritual mothers too. Okay, amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, and I want to say a big thank you to Children's Church. They did presentation yesterday. Awesome presentation. And also want to thank Youth Outbreak and also our administrative office for preparing gifts for each one of the mothers. We really want to appreciate them. Let's put our hands together and welcome all of them and appreciate each and every one of them. Okay, praise the Lord. Are you ready for the word? Amen. Okay. It's Mother's Day, and I want to begin by honoring my mother. Though my mother's gone home to be with the Lord, but I just want to take time, just a few things about my mom to honor her this morning. Actually, my mom is a mom of many talents and giftings, but there's so many things. She's a very good cook, and she can sew, she can knit, she can crochet, she can do all those things she can do. But I'm not going to talk about all that, but I've got just three things that I want to share about her. Number one, she's a cool mother, cool cat, we call her. In any circumstance, no matter what goes on around her, she's always very calm. And there's just one reason to that. Because her total trust, 100% trust, is only in God and God alone. That's why no matter what happens around her, she's not shaken. And that's what she showed to us, that she's a cool, really cool cat mother. Okay, and then secondly, she's a godly woman and a very prayerful person. Okay, and she lived until 77, and faithfully every morning, consistently, she'll wake up in the morning at 4 a.m. and pray for the family. Pray for the family, pray, intercede for the family and for others too. Okay, and then thirdly, I want to say that there's no partiality in my mom. She's very particular about being fair and square. You know, to fair to all the five children, there's no favorite child. If she does one for one child, she'll do it for all. She's always fair, and she'll make sure that everybody is happy. That's my mother. And not just my mom alone, both my mom and dad are very kind people. They're very kind, and they're loving and very caring. And they're very passionate about God. And they're also passionate about people. And they're very hospitable. And they are always ready to help anyone. They'll go the second mile, the third mile, even the fourth mile to help anybody. This is my mom and my dad. I just want to praise and thank God for them. And I honor them, though they are not here today. Okay, let's move on. Okay, now, even as my parents were actually real Christian testimonies, you know, they were Christian testimonies. And in line with that, I want to just pick up a story from the Bible to share with you right now. Just share with you. Share with you the story of Naomi and Ruth. Okay? Naomi and Ruth. And we know the story from Ruth chapter 1. It tells us about Elimelech and Naomi. And they had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. And in that land at that time, there was famine. And so they decided to move to Moab, where they thought there was bread. And so they moved to Moab. And when they moved to Moab, Elimelech passed away. And so that was really traumatic to Naomi. It was a very difficult time for her. And yet, she moved on with her sons and daughter-in-laws. And soon after that, both the sons, Mahlon and Chilion, both of them passed away. And so they had married Moabite woman, Orpah and Ruth. You know, and so when this happened, they had to be alone together with Naomi. And at that time, Naomi heard that in the land that she came from, that God had visited the land and provided bread for that land. And so she decided to move back to Judah, Bethlehem of Judah. Okay, and so as she was going to go back, she began to speak to both the daughter-in-laws and said, "No, I think you should go back to your own homes and find someone and get married and be happy." So she wanted to release both of them. But initially, both of them did not agree. They both wanted to follow her. that talks about something, right? If daughter-in-laws want to follow the mother-in-law, there must be something good about Naomi that they wanted to stay on and not move on. And then she spoke to them a second time and she said, no, I don't have any other sons and I cannot give birth again and make you wait for sons to get married to. So it's best that you move on. And at this point, Orpha decided to go back to her family. But Ruth clung on to Naomi. This is found in chapter 1, Ruth chapter 1 and verse 14. He said how Ruth clung on to Naomi and said, no, I will not go. And so at this point, I want to read the text from Ruth chapter 1, verses 15 to 18. Okay, Ruth chapter 1, verses 15 to 18. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Verse 17. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Okay, verse 18. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Okay, I'm going to share a few things about Naomi here. Three things about Naomi's life. Firstly, Naomi's life was a life of a testimony. Okay, now this is Ruth chapter 1, verses 16a, okay, the first part of 16. And so here, she was a testimony. She had gone through a very difficult time. She lost her husband, she lost both her sons, and it was traumatic for her. And I'm sure it was a tragedy in her life. And here, she said, when Ruth said, entreat me not to leave or to go back following after you, for wherever you go, I will go. Now, Naomi was a real testimony, because in the midst of what she was going through, the pain she was going through, she was still having a strong relationship with God. Though you see that in chapter 1, she said at one point, she said, looks like God has judged me, I've lost my husband, I've lost my sons, and all these things, but you can see from the life and the relationship between the daughter-in-laws and Naomi, that she actually had a relationship with God, which made her strong to move on even in the midst of pain and suffering that she was going through. And also you can see that she wasn't selfish. She could have kept both the daughter-in-laws with her to help her and to move on, you know, but she didn't. She released them. She wanted them to go and find husbands and be happy and find their own families. All this came about because of the relationship that she has with God. And it's the love of God, is in the relationship that we have in God that a person in the midst of pain can be strong and can move on. Okay? And secondly, Naomi's relationship with Ruth was an example of her relationship with God. And this is found in Ruth 16 and verse B. Okay? 16b. The second part of the verse says, wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Now, this relationship that Naomi had with Ruth, which she also had with God, actually pointed Ruth to the living God. For Ruth to experience the power of the living God with her. You know? And so this was pointed out by Naomi's life. And with the love that Ruth experienced with God, she came to know the Lord. I'm sure through this experience, she came to know the Lord. And also through Naomi's love and care for her, she knew who God was in her life. And after she experienced God personally in her life, she decided that she was not going to desert her mother-in-law, but she's going to continue to love her and be with her. And that's why she said, your people will be my people, your God will be my God. See, she has come to know the Lord in such a way through the life of Naomi and her love for her and her experience with God himself. So this was the second thing about Naomi. And here you can see that Ruth was actually drawn to Naomi because of the God that Naomi served. She could see through her life an example and testimony. See, it is an example. It is really an example to Ruth because of Naomi's relationship with God himself. So this is so beautiful. And thirdly, Naomi's love for God made Ruth make a total commitment to God to remain with Naomi till death do us part. Yeah, this is really awesome. Naomi's love for God made Ruth realize that if she can sacrifice in midst of her pain, she cared for us. She lost her husband and she still cared for her sons and cared for them, daughter-in-laws, you know. And so when she began to see this love, the love of God in Naomi, she decided to make a total commitment to God that she will continue to be with Naomi until death do us part. Now, she sacrificed. You know, she didn't think of going and get married and leaving her behind. You know, leaving Naomi behind. No, she didn't. She sacrificed because she saw the love of God that was in Naomi, which made her make a commitment to God. I will be with her. But you see, God is such an awesome God. He saw Naomi's commitment. He saw her faithfulness to him. And he also saw how Ruth came to know the Lord because of Naomi. And so because Ruth had come to know the Lord and Naomi was still faithful to God, God began to bless Ruth with Boaz. And so what do we learn from this story? One main thing that we learn from this story is that no matter what you go through, no matter how painful the situation is, no matter how unreasonable situation you've gone through and however painful it has been, you just need to be faithful to God. Faithful in our relationship with Him. To continue to trust Him and continue to move on. Yeah, your circumstances may not be so good, but in the midst of those difficult circumstances, that's where we need to like turn back to God and so say, God, I know this is difficult. It's difficult for me to go through, but I know I have you. And that's the victory. This is not just for mothers. It's for each and every one of us here in this room. Yes, it is in the difficult circumstances that God wants to see our faithfulness. See, it's very easy when something bad happens. It's easy. See, every time you go through a trial, it's very easy to turn away from God. You either will turn away from God and be disappointed and discouraged by what you go through, or you will draw nearer to God and say, God, I need you all the more. I can't go through this. I can't go through this. I need you, you know. And so this is what we learn from this story. That we need to continuously be faithful just like Naomi. In the pain when she lost her husband, she loved her sons and she loved her daughter-in-laws. And the love of God that was in her began to touch the lives of the daughter-in-laws. And in turn, they came to know the Lord personally. They came to know the Lord personally, and at the same time, she began to be faithful, and she became selfless. Ruth became selfless to stand with Naomi all the days of her life. But God is so good. How many of you know that no matter how hopeless a situation is, God can turn that hopeless situation and make it a glorious situation in your life? It just takes time. So in the midst of that waiting and discovering what God really has, at the time when we go through these difficult times, we really cannot understand. We don't understand why such a thing would happen. Recently, there was this girl who lost her mother, and it's not even 2 months before she lost her mother, she lost her fiancé to an accident. And how to comfort a person like this? How to encourage her? What can we say? you know, to actually encourage her. It's only God who can actually encourage her. Because only God knows the reason why such a thing had to happen. God always has a good plan and has a good reason for what happens. Of course, at that time, you can never see how good can it be for such a thing to happen to this girl. But we know, and we know from our hearts and through our experiences in the Lord, that God is always good and is always faithful, and He can always turn the hopeless situation into a glorious situation. And so I believe that many years down the road, this girl will look back and just be glorifying God because God has been good to her. Same thing in Naomi's life and in Ruth's life. No matter what they've lost, God made it up to them. What an awesome thing. So this morning, I want to encourage each one of you that whatever you're going through right now, it may be an unreasonable thing. Maybe it is an injustice done to you. It doesn't matter what it is. My encouragement to each one of you this morning is that you will just hold on to God. Cling on to God like Ruth clung on to Naomi. And this is what the Lord will expect each one of us to do so that we will continue. And even as we live in the end of these end times, this is the tenacity that God wants from each one of us, that we will persevere through the difficult situations. I know that each one of us, either in our families or in our among the relatives, we all are going through difficult things. You know, things that we don't understand. I know each one of us, especially in this time and season, we are all going through. So this word comes to each one of us today to persevere, to hold on to God, and know that God will be faithful. If God comes soon, Jesus comes soon, hallelujah. But if He calls you home, you're also ready. Because we prepare ourselves on a daily basis to be strong, to be courageous, to be persevering in every situation we go through. Draw near to God. That's the only thing I can say to you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And He will give you strength, and He will give you grace day by day. Moment by moment, His grace will be more than sufficient for you. As the word says, God is true to His word. So this morning, I just want to praise God that we have God in our lives. And this message is for us to be strong so that we can be strong for others. There are many others who are going through even worse situations than what we are going through. But for us, we know the Lord. And we know that there's someone we can hold on to. But for those who do not know the Lord, they need God at this time. So can we, body of Christ, can we be strong in the Lord and be courageous and persevering and be bold to go through the trials that we go through so that we can in turn help others along the way? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God is a good God. So I just want to encourage each one of you. And at this time, I just want everyone to just bow your heads. And I just want you to just fix your eyes on the Lord, on what you have gone through. It doesn't matter how many years you've gone through wilderness. It doesn't mean, you know, you've gone through the wilderness. You come out not perfect in the Lord. Because God does a work. In every trial that we go through, every disappointment we've gone through, God is doing a work. We don't see God working, but He's quietly working. He's a miracle working God. He can come through in miracles for you. So this morning, I want to encourage you. If there is an area in your life that you've gone through many years ago, and you have not got over it, today I want you to surrender that area to the Lord. Just surrender it to Him and say, God, I want to trust You all over again. And I want to wipe away those things that I've gone through because I know from hopeless situation, You can make my life glorious. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we all stand together and let's just reach out to God? Can we just pray in the Spirit? Speak to God in the Spirit, in your language. Just get connected to Him. And whatever area you need to surrender to Him this morning, just surrender to Him. Because He's a good God and He has meant good for you. The enemy may have meant bad, but He will turn it out for the good. all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. This is the assurance that we have that God is always good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock.
Express your love to the Lord. Reach out to Him.
No, my world may fall. I'll never
let Him touch those areas that you have not let go.
My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship You until the end. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let You go. Never let You go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock, and now I know. Worship You until the end. Sing, I love You, Lord. I love You. I need You.
I need You.
Though my world may fall, I'll never let You go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship You. Till the very end.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This altar will be open for those of you who need prayers. If you need to get through a certain area that you have not let go and you need someone to pray with you, the altar will be open. But I'm going to close in prayer for those of you who need to go right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank You that You are a good God always, and You are faithful to each and every one of us. And Lord, You have allowed us to go through some things to make us strong, Lord. Father, we stand on Your word and we hold on to You. We know that, God, all things will work together for good to those who love You, Lord, and are called according to Your purpose. And Father, we pray, I speak a blessing over each one of them. As they walk out of this place, they will experience Your love, Your peace, Your joy, and breakthroughs in their life, Lord. We thank You, Father, that this will be a wonderful week, even as we connect with You and we grow in You each day. Lord, we pray that You have built perseverance in each one of us. Thank You, Lord. Make us strong and courageous, Lord, that we may be ready to go out there and reach out to others. We thank You, Father. I declare the power of the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us here. And Lord, we thank You for the hedge of protection that You put around us. And we thank You that wherever we go, Your angels surround us, Lord. We give all glory and honor to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Have an exciting and wonderful week with Jesus. Connect with Him. He's the best that you can have. Amen. God bless you.